Hey, this is Cash from Middle Age Mediocre. If you want to skip all the nonsense between me and Joel this episode and get right to the story, you can go to about the 33-minute mark and that ought to get you there. This week we're talking about Susan Monica and her pig farm. Enjoy. Welcome back to Middle Aged and Mediocre. It's our first show of 2024. New year, new show.
Same old me.
Same old Joe.
Yep.
This is the same old Cash, and that is the same old Joel.
It's been established.
Which, it's wearing your Chappelle shirt.
Hey, Chappelle shirt.
Is that a Chappelle shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
I bought it in Yellow Springs at this store.
Fancy.
He was working there.
How? Yellow Springs, Ohio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
He wasn't working there.
No, he wasn't.
So, hey, happy 2024. Christmas is over. New Year's is over.
Yep.
And it's just right back to normal old life.
We're getting there.
What did you learn about yourself, life, whatever, in 2023? If you could think about your year,
yeah.
What did you learn about yourself or just life?
Hey, give it a try.
Just give it a try.
Just
take your best shot.
Good things can happen.
Or any shot.
Yeah, good things can happen. So, you know, try it.
Try it out. Okay.
See if you like it.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
That's good.
I had some pretty good, you know, met the lady in 2023.
Yeah.
So that was good.
And that's put yourself out there.
Yep. It worked.
You know.
I tricked her, and now she's mine.
Now she's... She hasn't figured it out yet. Trick is still working.
I made her secretly sign a contract. I was like, can I just have your autograph? And it was one of those deals where, like, I was covering up the print of the contract.
That's smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People fall for that every time.
She's with me now.
So, locked her in.
So that was good. Put myself out there, 2023.
Okay.
Give it a go.
I would say I learned in 2023... I never thought I'd make it to like 30, right? When I was like in my 20s, I was like, I can do anything I want because I'm not gonna be around in my 30s.
Yeah.
Then your 30s
consequences.
Hit. Then your 30s hit, and it's just like, shit, I wasn't ready for this. So I think it took my entire 30s to get me ready for my 40s.
And now you're ready to rage. You're ready to party,
so
right?
So I'm like in my... I'm 40 now.
Yeah.
And like I have a very good position at a nonprofit I really believe in. I think good things are happening. Like I guess like I'm capable of shit. I'm capable of like being an adult. Like it's
good for you.
Sad to figure that out.
Surrounded by all your toys.
At 40. But I'm like, you know what? I guess I can stop resisting.
As we say here, surrounded by all your toys and sporting cards.
I'm always going to be
lose that. I'm just saying, never lose that.
But yeah, like I always kind of just thought, well, fuck, I didn't plan on being.
You're giving it a go.
So yeah, like you. Yeah.
It is.
So that's the lesson here, people.
Yep.
Is just give it a go.
Yep.
You might turn out to be the Browns.
Oh, shit!
And not be
Air-horn.
As terrible as everyone expected.
Man, they're in the playoffs.
We're going to talk about sports for a minute.
They clinched the fifth seed. They're the top wild card team.
And they're fucking playing good with Joe Flacco in there.
Hey, who would have thought? Not me.
I'm thinking you just go ahead, eat the cost, get rid of Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And you sign Joe Flacco's ass.
I think they're going to sign Joe to a two-year deal and keep Deshaun and just have Joe there as a backup quarterback.
Because Joe's just been –
I don't know. He could go off and sign a good one-year deal with another team after this.
He's slinging that ball.
Yep.
He's just like
– they're both teams, but still he's slinging it.
Hey, that's Joe Flacco. That's Joe Flacco football right there.
Falling asleep on the sideline. Like, I joke with Kylie, we watch Browns games, and, like, every time they shoot to Joe, he looks like an 88-year-old man, like, sitting on a bench with, like, Parker, like, Alzheimer's or something. He's like, I'm waiting for my wife.
Then he gets
they're like,
there.
Joe, your wife died 20 years ago. He's like, oh, we're making meatloaf. Betty should be getting home from the bus any second.
But then he gets in there, and he just
slings it.
Fucking rockets that ball.
And he forgets. Sometimes, you know, he has a short memory, which is what you need. You know, yeah. Throw an interception, come right back and throw a 70-yard touchdown pass.
Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers have made a pretty good career out of doing
that. Excited for the Browns. They got a lot of injuries, and they got one more week. They got to play the Bengals tomorrow.
I love watching that David Njoku.
Oh, he's so good.
That dude is fun to watch.
And he's really come alive with Joe Flacco. I was watching videos of him after the game when they clinched. And, I mean, you could tell he's really enjoying himself. Like, he just did laps around the stadium.
Yeah.
He was, like, signing autographs and, like, doing personal videos on people's phones. And
him and,
like,
Flacco have a great connection.
Yeah, that's good.
I think they're going to make a run.
Don't jump on now. Come on.
I mean, I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. But I think they're going to
win a couple games, maybe.
So they're fifth?
Yeah, they're going to play the NFC, the AFC South winner, whoever that is. They're going to go there. So
probably the Texans?
Maybe Texans, maybe Jaguars, maybe the Colts. You know, they played all three of them. They beat all three of them this year. So,
man, that'll be a fun game if it's the Texans. CJ Stroud and the Texans.
Yeah, they just whooped them up pretty good, but they didn't have Stroud.
Yeah, so they play in Houston.
Yeah, it would be in wherever. Houston, yeah. Yeah, the Browns are gonna be on the road.
I could see them definitely knocking out that round. Like, I could see them.
I'd like to see him win a couple games, maybe get the AFC Championship game, maybe even, obviously, I'd love to see
Ravens and Browns in the AFC Championship game would be big.
Yeah, Joe Flacco going back to Baltimore.
That'd be big. The NFL wants that.
I want that.
And then they probably want Ravens and 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, earlier in the year, I don't know what I was smoking. Well, I know what I was smoking when I predicted the Patriots. That was like... Beginning of the year, I was just trying to be bold.
It's Bill Belichick.
Sometimes it bites you in the ass being bold.
It's a Bill Belichick team. They always got a shot.
Yeah, I think the 49ers will end up representing the NFC though. I could see Dallas sneak in too though.
Yeah,
man, I'd love to see the Lions. I'd love to see the Browns and the Lions.
I would love the Browns and Lions.
That's like the loser bowl right there.
That would be
the teams that have just been bad for so long, and then they're both in the spotlight.
I either want Texans and Lions or Browns and Lions.
How about the Lions having to go to no, they won the division, so the Rams are going to Detroit for that first game.
Yeah.
So you got Matthew Stafford going back into Detroit.
Yeah.
To maybe screw up Detroit's best season. Were you alive the last time the Lions won the NFC?
It's been 30 years.
It's been some. Okay.
It's been
30
years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably like
they're the only
Sanders
NFL
year.
Team that ever won Super Bowl, though.
Well, Browns never won Super Bowl. They won the NFL.
Browns are the only team.
Yeah. They won the NFL championship way back when. I mean, they were pretty good before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Before that started.
Before it counted, they were good.
So.
But
yeah.
I'm just enjoying it. Every game I try to enjoy it. They're having fun. I'm having fun. It's sports.
It's just fun.
It's sports.
Sports.
Sports ball.
Who do you got in the college, the championship?
I'd love to see Washington win just because fuck Michigan.
Yeah.
I'm
on board with you.
You can print that.
It's good. It's a good
tattoo
stance.
Tattoo it on your cheek.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see. I love Penix. What's his name? Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
Penix?
Penix.
He's great. I think he's really good. Ohio State got a new quarterback. He was Kansas State's quarterback.
Oh, really?
And he has already said, like, he's basically like, I'm here to beat Michigan.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like, yeah, that's
we need that.
That fucking quarterback this year.
He went to Syracuse.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it to Ohio State, so he went to freaking Syracuse.
Well, he even said, like, he was doing an interview or whatever, and he even, like, I forget exactly the quote, like, I'm paraphrasing here, but it was something about, like, the Michigan game is just another game to him.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, no, that's not the quarterback I want. I want the guy that's going to come in and say, no, I'm here to beat Michigan.
I'm here to beat Michigan.
So
swagger.
That team up north.
Have you been watching any bowl games other than, like, the playoff bowl games?
Yeah. That fucking Texas – both of the playoff games were really good.
Yeah.
Michigan and Alabama was really good. The
fucking Florida State got stomped after going undefeated.
Yeah. I mean, it was bound to happen.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have
Ohio State didn't show up against Missouri. They lost, like, 21-3 or something, 17-3.
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of that. I barely watch college anyway. I watched, like, Notre Dame game and the Michigan game this year.
I watched the first half of the Ohio State game and was like, I don't need to watch the rest
of
this.
It's ugly. I did notice the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Did you see that?
West Virginia
versus North Carolina. Now, during the game, the announcers put mayonnaise on a pepperoni roll. And said that's West Virginia. They were trying to act like that's like something us West Virginians
If
did.
I could have reached through the screen,
yeah.
I would have smacked. Like, who told you that?
I would try.
Not.
But then after West Virginia won the game, their coach got drenched in mayo.
Yeah.
Which is probably one of the grossest things I can think of.
Mustard.
Is there something grosser than mayonnaise that you would rather?
Mustard.
So mustard. You'd rather have mayo dumped on you than mustard. That's what I said. Not eat mustard, but mustard smells.
I take mayonnaise over
Could you
mustard.
Imagine just in your beard getting like a you would
Dude,
you have to shave everything.
I still have PTSD from when I was in grade school. I think it was grade school or junior high, and the kid we were sitting at breakfast and the kid took a mustard package and hit
it.
And it went all over my shirt. And I had to go through the whole school day with mustard.
Oh no! I wanted to take my shirt off.
I was so mad. All day I was mad.
Put you in that mustard mood.
Just so sad.
I was in 9th or 10th grade. I was, you know, a little quiet dork. So this one girl was picking on me because, you know, girls would pick on me. And she had some sandwich for lunch with mayonnaise on it. And she threw it at me. And I remember just watching it thinking, I should move.
You should do something.
I should do
Swat
anything.
It away, anything.
And I didn't do anything. And it just hit me on my chest.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, thanks.
Thanks for the sandwich. Are we boyfriend and girlfriend now?
Don't edit that part out. Don't talk about girls picking on me.
I can't edit it out. I don't have the technology.
Oh, one time a girl broke my grandpa's magnifying glass thing. It was like one just a big giant slab of glass. It didn't have a handle or anything, but it was like one of those magnifying glass.
Yeah.
She threw it out the bus window.
Was it like your show and tell thing?
I didn't take it for show and tell, but they were like, wow, look what I got, guys.
Yeah.
You're trying to be cool.
A piece of glass.
And she threw it out, and it shattered, and I cried.
Yeah.
I like did that thing where you try not to cry, and you start hyperventilating.
Yeah.
And then she actually felt bad about it, which was kind of nice. You know? Your actions have consequences, Rachel.
Yeah, Joel's going to cry.
I didn't go. My grandpa died.
His heart was in that glass, and now he's dead.
Rosebud.
Kids are awful. Kids are terrible.
I got picked on so much. Take a look at me now.
They call him Booger, right?
Oh, what? Come on, yeah. Yeah, in 9th grade gym class, I was called Booger. And there's two ways to get that nickname. You either pick your nose a lot, or you get boogers flung at you.
I was like, or somebody put boogers
on
you.
And I did not pick my nose a lot in school.
So, I'll let all the listeners.
When you're bigger and quiet, some kids are just like, there's my target. He's a big, quiet kid that won't do anything back. Thanks, man. You just really unzipped your ass. I was like, bad enough bringing up the magnifying glass and the sandwich being tossed at me. Those were girls. That's kind of funny. But then when that was in the boys' locker room.
Booger was an excellent story from our What's Going On podcast back in the day.
Booger.
We had a good time with Booger.
Oh, man.
I wish those were still available. We had the free bird, Nikki, on there.
Yep. We had the trivia for
won.
I won.
Yep.
Booger finally shined through.
Booger came through in the end.
It's not over for Booger.
No, it's never. It's not over. So Steelers. Buffalo has to lose. Jags have to lose.
Oh, you're reading stuff behind
me.
Okay,
never mind. Sorry.
So Steelers win, then.
So, like, one of three things has to happen. Okay. Bills have to lose. I forget who said Jaguars have to lose or tie. And then there was a third thing.
Okay, because I would love for the Steelers not to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if they do, like,
I think that whole
team
is
going to
be pretty much just
they're gonna
blown
trade,
up and
trade
start
for
over
Justin
again.
Field or something.
Oh, I hope not. I want Justin Fields to go to Seattle
and
play
good.
With Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yeah. Or Atlanta, maybe.
Well, yeah, I love Desmond Ridder, though, man. I think people give that dude to, I mean, I know he's not great.
Well,
right
they pulled
now,
him twice this year.
I know. You just got to get Desmond.
I keep pulling him like, all right, I guess you can play a game. Like, nope, we're taking you back out.
I have faith in Desmond Ridder. I think he just needs a new. Yeah, it'd be good for him if he got traded, I think, on their team. But, all right, so this is our first episode back in 2024. You have a good Christmas? You have a good New Year?
Yeah, good Christmas, good New Year. It's cliche, but I'm glad it's over.
Yeah.
You know, it's just nice to kind of get back to normal.
Were you awake long enough to see the ball drop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't. So many balls dropped.
Yeah.
You finally, you're finally
no, congrats, buddy. I was awake, and then right after Megan Thee Stallion started performing.
I don't know when the last time I saw the ball. I don't remember the last time I was awake.
Really?
It's been a while.
All right, you're tired now, aren't you, Grandpa?
Oh, it's past three.
Yeah, it's 5:32. It's way past three.
Yeah.
I tried to take a nap. We went to flea marketing, and you dropped me off. And you thought I was going to go in and poop, but I wanted to go and take a nap. But I had two energy drinks and a pre-workout before that, so nap's not in the cards. No. So I just came over here.
No, usually when I drop you off, you got to go poop.
Yep, you know, so it's a natural instinct. That's what happens.
That's what you're going to do.
Everybody poops sometimes. Hey, did you hear about the murder house in Idaho? It got tore down.
Yeah.
Little update.
Well, the stabbings happened?
Yep.
Yeah, they tore that
Moscow.
Some bitch right down.
They tore that down. Hey,
Moscow in America.
And Gypsy Rose is out.
Out of prison.
Yep, and apparently wanting to see Taylor Swift. And I just keep seeing little snippets, like where I guess the state she was in, where they're like, you can't stay here.
And she really?
Was, I don't know. Give it a goog. And also, apparently she has a boyfriend, and the boyfriend picked her up from jail with the Brett the Hitman Hart license plate on his car.
Ooh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah. So pretty fucking cool.
Well, okay. Gypsy Rose, good for you.
And this is a headline I read. I'll read it while you're looking this up. Woman sues after a dentist does 4 root canals, 8 dental crowns, and 20 fillings in a single visit. The lady was quoted as saying,
because of the dental work.
Yeah, because of the dental work. Okay. I mean, she had a really bad mouth, but the dentist thought you could just do it. Oh, he's like, you know what? We're going to get all this
done. I don't know
once.
Why they interviewed her. That was a weird
time. Yeah, like, let her type it out. 4 root canals, I don't know how, 8 dental crowns, and 20 fillings.
So she only went in there for like one thing?
I guess. I mean, she's probably like, hey, doc, my mouth's a mess. And he was like, I think I could do something. And he's like, he must have been on speed or something. She's suing him, though, obviously. When asked about the lawsuit, she said, she can't talk.
They need to quit asking her stuff.
She can't talk because of all the work done through her mouth.
Like, yeah, I mean, if you only went in for like one thing and then he charged you for all of it. That, but like, I wonder if he did it all and he was like, I'm just charging. Your mouth is fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm just charging for the one thing. The rest of it's on us.
That's so much trauma to endure, though.
I had
one tooth pulled and I passed out.
I would hope she was out.
Yeah.
And not.
Well,
because at some point you'd have to be like,
now you steal my bit. Okay.
And I'd bite it. I'd bite the dentist's finger.
I
hate going to the dentist because
I do too.
My jaw is like, you know when they try to x-ray and they put that fucking thing in your
head? Yeah.
Not only do I have the worst gag reflex, but something about my jaw, like it doesn't open wide enough.
Uh-huh.
So like every time I have to go to the dentist and they have to do one of those x-rays, I basically have 2 to 3 people crawling on me, and one like holding my, like spreading my fucking mouth open like it's King Kong ripping that fucking giant lizard's mouth apart.
That's a pretty good scene.
And then a guy just cramming this and me like throwing
What's
up.
What's the guy cramming?
Anything he wants.
Oh, shit.
So
I'm getting a job as a dentist.
I had to go in to get a couple wisdom teeth taken out a few years back, and I told the dentist, I was like, the only way I'm coming to do this is if you just knock me out and do whatever you need. He was like, well, okay. I was like, I have a gag reflex. My jaw's fucked up. I was like, you're going to have so much
trouble. I've never had a problem with your gag reflex. Does that say more about me or you?
I had a little bit about you.
Pretty tiny.
I'm good with, like, Tic Tacs. Yeah, I'm good with those.
Little raisins.
Okay, so Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been ordered by police, her parole officer, to leave the state of Missouri immediately.
Oh, I don't even want her anymore.
According to TMZ,
she's had such a rough life already.
Yeah, according to TMZ, Blanchard was told by her parole officer that she and her family had to get out of Missouri. There's no official word on the decision for her exit, but local law enforcement officials spoke to the state corrections unit and notified them they wanted her to leave to avoid
to West Virginia. We'll accept you as you are, Gypsy.
They want to avoid any security issues due to her popularity.
But that's all she has now is her popularity.
Because she's being forced to leave the state, she won't be able to attend the Kansas City Chiefs game on Sunday when they take on the Bengals. According to TMZ, she's upset since she, along with her husband, had tickets to the game and even had merch to wear on Sunday. She was also hoping to meet Taylor Swift.
I mean, they can't, like, they can't. legally banned.
I say, can
from
they
the
kick
stadium.
You out of a state?
Because your mom made you think you were sick and then you killed her?
It was, I think it's bullshit she ever went to prison.
Yeah.
She should have been in a, like, a mental health.
Yeah.
She served 8 years.
Are there any headlines in there about her boyfriend? I heard something where she, like, was talking about her boyfriend. It was something really weird or strange. Like, Google Gypsy Rose says about her boyfriend or something.
That's her ex-boyfriend that helped do the murder.
Or maybe husband then. I thought, like, I read an article where she was, like, bragging about it. It was, like,
I think,
sexual
yeah, I think
prowess
she's married.
Or something. I guess she's just been saying really weird things since she got out.
Has been starting a new life with her husband, Ryan Anderson, who she married in 2022 while behind bars.
Nothing about his hog?
Looking.
No hog-related news. Oink, oink, baby.
32-year-old who was released from prison earlier this week posted a new selfie of herself and her husband, Ryan Anderson, showing each other a little love to close out the year.
Oh.
In the new Instagram post, she shared a romantic shot of herself and Anderson smooching in their living room. Their pair wrapped an arm around each other as Anderson appeared to snap the picture with a remote. Behind them, a cutout with the words "just married" could be seen along with a lit sign with both of their names. A New Year's Eve kiss with my hubby, Blanchard captioned the post. She also encouraged her 4.4 million followers to watch how our love story began on her new Lifetime docuseries, The Prison Confessions of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. He's a
Here's
teacher.
Here's a YouTube thing. It says Gypsy Rose Blanchard boasts about sex life.
Because
that's what everyone wants to hear
that's
about.
That's what I want to know about.
Not the years of torture by your
what's
mom.
That? What's that poor little girl's sex life like? That's what I want to know.
That's what I had. A couple stories.
Seriously, such shit that she had to go to prison. Like I get what she did is illegal.
But she was kind of driven there from years of
her entire
abuse.
Goddamn life was a lie.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how they think anybody's supposed to handle that. Where like one day you find
how do you
out
have any sort of like morality or like base or like sense of morality when that's been your life?
Because she was how old when that happened? She was a teenager, right?
Yeah, how old is she? She said 32. She was in there for 8 years, so 24.
Yeah.
23, sometime so around there. I mean,
you've lived for 20-some years thinking that you are
dying.
You have all these illnesses.
Yeah.
Whatever. You've been sheltered. You've been whatever, like, you know, told the world is one way. Didn't find out your mom lied about all of that.
Used by your mom.
Used for, like, exploited.
Yeah, exploited. Perfect.
Yeah. Like, I can understand
come
why
to West Virginia, Gypsy.
Come on.
We got pepperoni rolls. You put mayo on them.
Do not put mayo on
them. Oh, don't put mayo on them.
Don't be putting mayo on a pepperoni roll. You want a little marinara sauce? That's fine. That's a treat. A
little garlic butter?
A little garlic butter? That's mayo, though? Fuck off.
Mayo belongs with peanut butter, and everybody knows that.
Now, the Mountaineers are the kings of mayonnaise now. So, I do believe that we now own Mayo Land. So, we're defending champions at this point.
Miracle Whip. Who's the Miracle Whip champion? Is there a Miracle Whip Bowl?
No. No, Duke's got the market wrapped up.
All right. I'm going to write a letter to Miracle Whip. Like, y'all need a bowl game.
Yeah.
You can't let Duke's out here be the only bowl winner.
Give it to Alabama. They need something.
Oh, there you go.
Alabama, you get to be the Miracle Whip.
The Miracle Whip champion.
That's not even mayo, right?
Nope. It's a little zestier.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
I don't know.
Okay.
But, yeah. Whoever told those people.
There's your mayonnaise report.
Yeah, we were told by the people here in West Virginia. This is no, you weren't.
They put mayonnaise on hot dogs.
The Duke's people told you to do that.
Yeah.
You lying liars. All right, enough about that. So we went thrifting today, like Joel said. We had a nice little Saturday afternoon out. Dreary day.
Dreary,
rainy day.
It was sunny in the vehicle, buddy.
Yeah, it was. It was a good time.
Yep.
Good time. We went thrifting in Athens, Ohio.
Yep.
Went to a little tiny thrift store. And
oh my God.
Now, not only did Joel try to barter.
I didn't barter. There was no price tag.
You tried. Though once he told you the price.
I was hoping once I turned around, put it back, he'd be like, all right, what do you want to pay for
it? So it was a little, like, basketball hoop that you put on, like, your door.
Yeah.
You know, the top of your door, and then you can shoot the little balls in. So you, like, when you grabbed it, you were like, there's no price. I want to, like, I'll give him $1 for it.
Yeah.
So then you asked him what the price was, and he said what?
$3.
I thought he said more at first. And then
No. He just said $3, and
so
I was $3. Like, okay, no thanks.
And you.
And I just turned around, put it back, and he goes, really?
$3. You're like, no, sir.
That's $2
this
more.
This is a $1 item.
Hey, sometimes I stand on principle,
and
you know?
Try.
No.
You could have been.
That
like,
was my play. I was hoping that when I turned around to go put it back, he'd be like, "Well, what do you want to pay for it?"
Or he'd be like, "Fuck, dude, you have it." So, whatever. Yeah. So we got some sports cards from 1990 football cards.
And I literally got sports cards as a deck of cards.
And you got a little Cincinnati Reds playing card deck.
And they're not little; they're normal size. Yeah, normal size. Don't belittle me like that.
I'm sorry. Jesus. I apologize. My word.
Oh, they're so cute. Oh, you got your little cards. You got playing.
I'm sorry.
You got playing little games.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So then we both pay. We're about to leave.
What did you was leave?
Now, what the lady say?
She said, "Hey, y'all got a minute to hear my rap about credit cards?"
And I.
We both paid cash.
We both paid cash. No,
your
take,
name
I
is
paid
cash.
Card.
Oh, you did use
I
a
did
card.
Use a card. I used a debit card.
But it was a debit card.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought. So this is like a little Christian thrift store, by the way. So I thought one of two things. Like, I don't know why I thought this, because I don't know in what world this would have been the case. But I thought she was about to try to, like, get me to, like, sign up for their credit card.
Yeah, I was like, and you got a credit card?
Looking back, I'm
like.
Because
you were like, yeah, I already got two. I don't need any more.
Yeah, I was like, I already have too many credit cards. So
and you should have said that.
I shouldn't have. No. No. Once we figure out what was to come.
Oh, my God.
So then.
And I thought she was literally going to rap, like, yeah, I'm the rapping grandma, and I'm here to say credit cards are bad in every way.
Stay away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're ready for an actual rap. After I realized they wouldn't have a credit card for a little thrift store, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Could you imagine? Yeah. How was the VHS tape? It says it's a quarter. Can I sign up for a credit card?
We give a pretty good percent interest rate on this. So then I'm like, oh, fuck. This is going to be like a Jesus talk.
Like, yeah, we didn't want to be mean or
I
weird.
Thought it was going to be something like, boys. You know, the ultimate credit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, you got to build up credit with
you know,
the Lord.
With prayers. I thought it was going to be something like that. But I have this thing where, like, if somebody. Like, I am, for a person with social anxiety, and for someone that really doesn't like people that much, I talk to everyone. and I draw that, like, I attract that.
Yeah.
So, when you know, I'm like, if somebody says, like, hey, do you have a minute to hear this? I'm always going to be like, sure do.
All right, go.
What is it?
Just let's get it over.
Like, I'm sure when I was in New York with Tim and Jason and other little Joel, I'm sure they were getting annoyed with me because everybody on the street that stopped us to try to sell us something or ask for money or whatever, I was in on all of them. I was like, oh, yeah.
Let's give them a minute, guys.
Let's hear their story. You want money. Okay, guys, money. You got money? So then I'm like, once I get past the Jesus thing, I'm thinking like.
And it wasn't a rap at all.
No.
None of it rhymed.
But she was like saying it like, I have.
Like, it's top secret
information.
Yeah, like, she had to look around to make sure no one else was listening to.
So I'm like, okay, well, this might be interesting. Like,
I thought it was going to be like, hey, if you spend $200 on this credit card but then pay it off with this, you actually make $75 back.
Sort of, I thought she was like or, like you said, there was a very good chance it went the racist.
Yeah.
I really thought Jewish people were somehow going to be thrown in on us in here, and we were going to have to be like, oh, this is awkward. But no, it was. Did we know that, like, if you go into a grocery store like a Walmart with a $50 bill and you buy this and you buy that and you buy that, you know, that $50 bill is worth $50.
It stays $50.
And it stays $50.
Yeah.
But if you go into that same store and you get $50 worth of items and you pay with a credit card, did you know the store takes 2%?
The bank.
And the bank.
And the credit card
and the credit card company takes. So that's not even $50 anymore.
Yeah, that's $40.
And that was it.
So you know who really.
And we both.
You know who really makes the money off of this. And like the little puppets we are, we're like, the banks and the credit card companies?
Well, we showed that we listened.
Parlancy skills on display.
But like. That's not secret information.
No! That's how credit cards work.
I guess she was late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
She just figured out that's what credit cards
are. Like, we're both in our 40s, and she think we're like college kids? We were in Athens.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what are we telling our professor, Mrs. Lady?
But she was acting like the
credit
card.
And I was just like, all right, bye.
She was acting like the credit card companies don't explain all of that up front, and that we didn't know any of that.
It's called interest. Yeah.
Again, like if she wanted to have like a conversation about how shitty the banks are,
or if she wants to literally rap,
or literally rap.
I mean,
about
we're gonna have a freestyle battle with her.
Man, that was a good time though. Oh, it was a good time.
Something.
I like.
Was
I
it
like,
real? Did it happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I yeah, like I said, I'm a magnet for. Hey, you want to hear my theory about this? And I'm like, I do.
Please.
I sure do. I get it at a lot of gas stations. The cashier a lot of times is always like, yeah, man, hey, brother, I'll tell you something. I'll be
hey,
like,
big man.
I'll be like, all right, I'm listening. What do you got? And then, you know.
Let me show you something, big man.
Zip. So, yeah, we had a good time, though. We went to Peddler's Junction.
And then we went in a different door than we normally do.
Different door. It was like a whole new world.
Yep. A whole new world.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
Man, our harmonizing today is just on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
We don't even practice.
We didn't. We're just on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's pretty much what's going on in our lives.
Yep.
I think that's we're pretty caught up in 2024 now.
Yep.
I think. Seems like it.
Seems like it.
Remember
that one year I did like a year in review?
Yeah, I thought about doing that again this year.
Well, that's been a review of past year in reviews.
Yeah. I honestly thought, because last week I ended up kind of getting pulled away the last minute.
Yeah. Literally last minute.
But right? Literally. But I had looked online for like good news stories from each month. Not a lot
it's
of
hard
good,
work.
Not a lot of good things happened in 2023.
Well, all that stuff from that year wasn't good things. It was like, this person stole a tree that you're not supposed to steal. And
oh, yeah, we did, like, just stories that you wouldn't, that got,
that
was COVID year, right?
Probably.
2021?
Maybe, 22, yeah.
Something. Yeah, so I looked, though, and I
that's a good episode.
Couldn't find much.
Yeah.
There wasn't. But this year, 2023 was nuts. We had, like, aliens, and no one cared.
Yep.
Fucking wars are happening.
Lots of wars.
I don't remember what all happened. Crazy things
happened.
People
died. Though.
Balloons. There was balloons spying on us.
Was that this year?
That was, yeah, that was 2023.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of things happened. So
I kept my head down.
Yeah, it's best to.
Yeah.
So hopefully 2024, you know, I'm sure this will be a better year. I'm sure. Right?
I had a good 23.
Oh, personally, I did too.
Yeah.
Had good career advancement.
Oh no,
relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, things are going pretty well.
Pretty well. Don't say it too loud. You don't want to drop the inventory ourselves.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, we're looking forward to 2024. Looking forward to things keeping going well.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
But yeah, you wanted to get into our story?
Let's do it.
There's no reason for an ad break because we don't get ads anymore.
Yep.
They don't like us anymore. We don't have enough listeners.
Fuck off, ad breaks.
Not our fault people don't like us.
Hey, yeah. Listen, people. Tell people.
Yeah,
we
can't have ads until we get
sometimes
like...
Sometimes I wake up late, like in the middle of the night, and I just know that no one's smashing that like button.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah. It's no just... one. No, people are mostly just like, hey, you should do this instead of what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we will.
Smash
whatever.
That like button.
I'll pander to anyone to get us listens and downloads.
Like, just smash that like button.
Yeah. Give us that little serotonin hit.
Smash it.
Or whatever it is.
Hulk smash.
Okay.
All right.
So, what do you know about, like, if somebody would say to you, like, what is the best use for a pig farm, what would you say?
Dispose of bodies
there
that
you
killed.
Exactly. So we're going to...
Or hot dogs.
More delicious.
But, I mean, you can still do both. After
sausage.
They dispose of the bodies, then you chop
you
them up.
A little human
you
meat in there, too.
Human hot dogs,
yeah.
That'd be good.
Still tasty.
Sure. Or, cool. You know, give them time to digest them and let them move through their system.
A little
and
Jeff
then,
Bacon.
And then slaughter them. Little Jeff Bacon, you motherfucker. So we talk about movies on the drive to Athens, and it was a Kevin Bacon movie, and I said Jeff Bacon.
Like, oh, yeah. Wait, Jeff Bacon? Yep.
Jeff Bacon!
Jeff Bacon, Fred Penn. Mystic River.
I'm dumb as shit.
You just watch it again. Man, it holds up.
What is it?
Mystic
River.
Holds up well. Another movie that holds up real, real well is not Gone Girl. Has Casey Affleck in it. I think Girls in the title, maybe. Or Gone Baby Gone.
Never seen
it. You ever
it.
Seen it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man, it's good.
All right.
It takes place in Boston.
Is there a pig farm?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It's good, though.
right.
It was real good.
Gone.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about a lady. We'll say lady for right now. We'll get into some things. Susan Monica. So Susan was born Stephen Buchanan in California on July 8th, 1948. Not a whole lot is known about Susan's life. Other than she enlisted in the United States Navy during the Vietnam War, so she was in Nam. She was honorably discharged from service, and at that time she transitioned into started living as a woman.
Okay.
So post military, she became a successful engineer, and then in 1991 she bought some property in Weimar, Oregon. She bought 20 acres, a little farmland. She raised pigs, chickens.
That's the American dream.
Yeah. And she ran a company called White Queen Construction. So in 2013, she decided she was going to build a house on the property because she had, like, trailers and stuff, but she was going to build, like, a house for herself. Susan would often find transients.
Yeah.
I guess drifter, you know. People kind of down their luck, and she would bring them on, like pay them to work on her farm.
Sure.
So in 2013, when she was planning on building her house, she met a dude named Robert Haney. Haney's son would later say that his dad and Susan Monica had a deal. His dad would get a little bit of cash for his work, and he would also be able to live there on the property in like a trailer. So that, you know, now he has a house, yeah. Get a little bit of money. And he agreed, like, you know, to build this house from the bottom up. Like, he'll help do all the work on it. So he's there on Susan's farm doing some work, you know, just living transient lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then December 2013, his kids realize they haven't really heard from him in a couple months. So they,
Daddy wasn't there.
So they take a visit.
They changed my underwear.
They take a trip out to the farm, and they ask Susan, you know, hey, we're looking for our dad. We haven't heard from him. What's going on? And Susan Monica tells them that your dad just pretty much left.
Oh.
She says...
he is a transient.
Yeah, she says that she saw him, like, on the phone.
The trans and the transient.
There you go.
That's the name of the story.
I'm not going to do that.
Can you not say that?
You can.
Okay.
I just feel
like... I don't have any...
Oh, I know.
Okay.
No, I just... Okay. I'm not going to say it.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. I figure...
I won't say it. I'm not supposed to say it.
No, you could say
it. I got all the love in the world. Yeah,
trans,
I don't care.
They're
a
trans person.
Yeah,
I just don't want to, like, make that the focus.
Okay. Yeah, so I got to be you.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, let's get listeners.
But I love
this,
words.
This headline.
Yeah. Okay.
It's, yeah, I mean, wordplay-wise.
Yeah.
Good. I, you know. So,
the transient.
Susan says, I saw your dad on the phone. It looked like he was, like upset. Like, it was, you know, like a not a good call. And then all of a sudden he just went in his trailer, got some stuff, came to her and asked her.
I definitely didn't feed him to the pigs. Why would you ask that?
There's one thing I didn't do.
Yeah.
She says.
I remember he said, well, let my kids come, tell them you didn't feed me to the pigs.
Make sure you tell them that.
Right. I'm just telling you.
But he asked her, will you look after my dog?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta go.
Oh, I can't, yeah. People. Here's the thing about dogs. People don't really get too close to them.
Never.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, when I used to have dogs, I'd forget their names.
Mm-hmm.
Or just forget I owned them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what a dog? What are you scared about? Yeah. You're really scared at first. Like, oh, that's right. I have a dog.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's you.
And then finally, you're just like, you know what? I don't want this dog anymore.
Get on. Get.
Yeah. We traveled all over, but that's enough.
They can't follow you that long.
Nah.
They get lost after a while.
They can't smell. They don't have any tracking abilities.
You're terrible.
Fucking dogs.
You're terrible. So that's what she says. But while they're there, they realize they see his leather jacket still there. And I'm sure he would probably like his leather jacket.
Well, he is the Fonz.
He is. Hey! They also see that all of his tools are there.
That first years was, you're like, hey.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No, honestly, you're like, hey, yeah,
I didn't have any feeling to it. So, and they notice.
What's the bar behind it?
They notice all of his tools
are
there. We
got four people listening to this.
Yeah, they expect.
They deserve your best Fonz.
Good. Hey!
Not, I can't even do it. I can't even on purpose be as bad as you were on that first day.
Hey.
I was like, what'd you say? Oh, would you like to build a depression week? And someone's like, hey, what's up? And you're just like,
hey.
Hey.
Hey. Thumbs down.
The first Fonzie. Oh, it needs to be a skit. Hey.
He just keeps hitting the jukebox and it doesn't work.
They get to stop working. He's like, I don't want to hear this song. Makes me think of her.
So,
leather jacket dog left behind.
Tools are still there. So they end up going to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office and file a missing report. And they find out that nobody has seen Robert Haney in months. And he paid for everything in cash, so kind of hard to track.
Well, I don't even heard about credit.
Well,
do you have a minute to hear my rap about credit?
He had ran into that woman already, and he was singing about getting a credit card, and he heard her rap, and he was like, thank you. You saved
me. Thank you so much. Would you like this dog? Will you take this dog?
So, the investigators, they do go to Susan Monica, it's farmland. And Susan tells them that Robert had been there working for her about 6 months, but, like, again, got a phone call.
Yep.
And this time she says that he got a phone call from a family member who had told him that she had been assaulted.
Oh.
And she says also,
I hate leather jackets. Don't bring it.
She said that recently he began drinking a lot, and he was starting to act very erratically.
Alcohol will do that to you.
So, yeah, but then when he left, he asked her if she could look after his dog. So, that was all well and good, but Robert Haney's EBT card was used in December 2013 at a nearby Walmart, which was months after he had allegedly left the property.
Oh.
So, police decide, they end up being able to get a search warrant because of this. And as they're executing the search warrant, they find a human leg.
Wow.
That had been severed mid-femur down
to
the
toes.
You
give me 20 minutes, I'll give you a
human find
leg.
A human leg. All right,
that doesn't mean anything.
So they take Susan Monica into questioning.
In 2013, too, I would have figured they would have had the technology to go to that Walmart and see, like, exactly when that card was used and be able to, like, isolated register.
I do think they found. I do think they end up getting security footage, and it's her using it. All
right.
So, so they bring her in. Now, Susan has lost her hair at this point. She looks a little like bald Trump. I'll describe her. The interrogation video.
There's nothing wrong with being bald.
No, but if you look like Trump,
yeah,
there's wrongness there.
That's huge.
There's evil in yourself. Now, you can go, if you go to YouTube, you can look for, it's EWU, it's a channel called EWU Investigate, something like that.
That's my favorite wrestling promotion.
EWU,
EWU, EWU. EWU. Extreme Wrestling Universe.
Yeah, that sounds like a, one of those, e-feds.
Yeah,
I was in those.
Nerds.
That's how I... That kind of actually helped me develop my promo skills.
Yeah, probably in your booking skills,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I had to, like, yeah.
I know how computers work. You don't need to keep doing the fingers on a keyboard. I get it. Yeah. Yep. Shift. Back. You got space.
Yeah.
Are you playing the piano? What is going on right now? I didn't know you could play the piano.
So, so you can find that EWU channel or whatever, and they have the interrogation video on there. It's like almost 3 hours long.
Okay.
So she's like in like this big jacket and sweater. She's got like a beanie on, kind of. At one point, she asks the detectives to leave the room because she wants to take off, or she's getting ready to do truth. What's the truth?
Lie detector test.
Polygraph. And so she has to, like, take off her jacket and, like, sweatshirt so they can, like, hook up stuff. So she asks him to leave the room. And then as soon as they leave, like, she takes the beanie off so she can take her sweater off.
Yeah.
But then when they come back in, she's, like, going on and on about how, like, she didn't want them to see her bald. Like, she was very insecure about this shit.
Uh-huh.
She also thinks, oh my God, you're her.
Yeah.
She also thinks.
I love being bald. I tell people it's my solar panel for my sex machine.
I hope you don't tell people
that. I don't. But I saw that on a hat once. Or a shirt or something. I was like, I'm not bald. It's a solar panel for my sex machine.
Like, you should have rapped back to that lady about your sex machine. Solar panel sex
machine.
She
couldn't handle that.
You don't have to let her handle it. Just let her
would have ruined their whole life.
We're not going to listen to her advice. Yeah. She doesn't have to listen to yours. So, she also, she is, Susan Monica is a pretty intelligent person.
Sure.
Throughout the interview. Like, she can't read really well, I don't think.
What it says she was? She was like, she...
She was an engineer. Yeah, she was like in the Navy in Nam. So she's so at the
Fucking Nam,
man.
Not like Wisconsin Nam.
Right. She was in Vietnam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not
the,
California
the
Nam.
Nam.
Okay.
The Nam.
Nam. Okay.
So
she was the phenom of the Nam.
There you go. So okay. through the interrogation, she continuously randomly starts talking about how she doesn't really value human life. She's more like, she talks about how, like, we don't, like, we ruined this planet, which I, you know,
yeah,
we did. I'll give you that.
Sure.
And she, like, puts animals above, like, you know, animals are way more important to her. She keeps saying that she has a, you know, just a real dark sense of humor. Even it comes out that she,
I don't like when people say they have a dark, just have a dark sense of humor.
Just have it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
You don't, that's just. Yeah. People are so weird.
Like, because as soon as you make, like, a shitty joke, and then you go, well, I just have a dark,
I have a dark
sense
of
humor.
Sense of
I'm
humor.
Like, oh, no, you're just an asshole.
Yeah, no, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, that wasn't funny, first of all. So she also, it comes out that she would constantly joke to people about feeding her neighbor to her pigs.
See, I made jokes like that.
But
I didn't say I have
if you're
a dark
being
sense
accused
of
feeding a person to a pig, you don't want that to be the joke you tell everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe don't do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, she goes on these random tangents about, you know,
they'd be like me going around, like, could you imagine being bald? What if I was bald? And I took my hat off. I am bald. You laughed at it?
Gotcha, bitches. So,
you're canceled.
Yeah, so they, she just keeps sticking to her story of Robert Haney just left.
Yeah. Got the call from the female family member. She's been assaulted.
Yeah.
Don't bring the dog. Don't bring the leather jacket.
So when they
leave your leg.
Yeah, leave your leg
behind. Leave one leg behind.
Yes, out of courtesy.
Yeah.
So
it does cost an arm and a leg to stay there.
Mm.
He got a half-off deal.
Yeah,
he got a half-off deal.
So
I have a dark sense of humor, okay? Can you just give me this?
You're an asshole.
Can you give me this?
No.
It's my sense of humor. It's very dark.
I'm not going to give it to you.
Okay.
No, I'm going to shed some light on your dark-ass humor. So
man's dead, Joe. He's missing.
When the interview starts, the interrogator or the detective says something like, today we are talking to whatever, like it's all written down, whatever, the sole owner of the property, Susan Monica. And then she goes, okay, that right there. Well, this is over. And she's like, case closed, I'm free to go. Or whatever, and he's like, what? And she's like,
outsmarted you, didn't I?
She's like, when I bought the property, that wasn't the name I used. She's like, that's not my legal name. And so she's like, so it's what it's called, like the, if the evidence doesn't support the, if it's.
It's double jeopardy.
It's this. And the detectives just like ignore that completely. And
yeah.
Go, so anyway, it's about the EBT card.
So anyway, back to the sane conversation that actually means something.
And she never actually like tries to bring it up again. So, but then she would later talk about how she watches a lot of detective shows. So she knows how all this works.
Okay.
Yeah, she tells the cops that a lot.
I watch Law and Order, and I watch all three Chicago.
Yeah, she's like, I know what happens.
Apparently, it's like a Chicago MD fire department and PD or something.
It's out of control.
What is happening?
It's out of control.
What is happening?
There's like a rescue 911,
uh-huh.
A rescue 911 like LA or something like that,
yeah.
Like a rescue 911 Dallas. Yeah, there's like a fire department show, a police show, FBI show, CIA show.
Someone could watch them all, and they just know
they
everything.
Do. It's called CBS View.
I like to call her Grandma.
So they ask her about the EBT card, like, and she says that Robert gave it to her.
Yeah.
Told her she can use it. He doesn't need it now. So that definitely sounds like something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I don't need money where I'm going.
Yeah.
To help out a family member. I don't need a dog. I don't need a coat. And I don't need money.
So she sticks to her story, you know, the whole time. Well, then finally, after a good hour and a half, they narrowed it down to 3 hours. I'm sure the actual interview was probably like 15 hours or something like that. So
can you imagine getting broken in 3 hours? Like, fucking have some backbone. Don't murder people, first off. I'm just saying, if you do murder someone,
immediately say, I want a lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best
thing.
Yeah.
So
you're not smarter than the police. You might be, but you're not smarter than all of the police.
Yeah, and they
might be smarter than one of them, but, like, the best thing to do is just don't talk.
They very likely already have some evidence.
Yeah.
So just,
and they're going to lie to you and say whatever they can say to get you to say what they want you to say.
So I want a lawyer, and I'm not talking.
Yeah.
But so she did.
And my dog's a good boy.
So it took a while, but finally she starts to more and more admit that he didn't leave the farm. Susan says that, like, she heard a ruckus.
Oh.
And she went outside, and she saw him in the pig pen, and the pigs were eating him. And they were, like, his guts were all over the place, and, like, they were just going to town on him.
Oh.
And she, as a mercy killing, grabbed a rifle and shot him in the head.
Oh.
Because she did the same thing for any of her animals that were hurt.
Sure.
As a mercy killing.
Sure.
So as the detective said, there's no way if he's in a pig pen, he can't just get out of that pig pen.
Yeah.
Like, the pigs aren't going to just all attack
him. Maybe if, like, he fell from a plane hundreds of feet in the sky.
And couldn't move very well.
Yeah, yeah, like, broke his back and was paralyzed.
Yeah, you could get away from pigs. Yeah. And, again, they're not going to all just, like, team up on you and start chomping away. So,
I don't think so.
And she had already said that he never worked in the pig pen.
So, like, why would he be over there?
And they kept asking him. She's like, I don't know. That's a good question.
And the cops were like, when you say pig pen, are you talking about us or the animal pigs? So it's probably real confusing.
At one point, she does, like, just randomly out of nowhere, there's two detectives in the room. One, I think she says to the female detective, something about, you know, all I can think about right now is, and she said she was gonna grab something and just bash your brains in with it.
Oh.
And the female detective's like, well, don't do that. Like, yeah. Why would you say that or whatever? She's like,
you're
again,
on the
says,
camera.
Oh, that's just my dark sense of humor.
Oh. So, bash me in the head. You.
So.
Get out of here, you scamp.
She never does admit to. She sticks to her story that it was a mercy kill.
Yeah.
But while they're interviewing her, they get some more information from the detectives that are still back at the scene, working the scene. They found a second body.
Oh.
Out there. So, and she says, because they ask, well, if you had to mercy kill this guy, your pigs are eating him, you put him out of his misery, why did you not call us?
Yeah, and then lie about it.
And she says because
she didn't want her pigs going to jail.
She didn't want her pigs slaughtered.
Oh, okay.
That she thought that if she called the police and this happened, that the police would come in and just shoot the pigs. So that's why she said she didn't call. And then she also starts trying to negotiate with the detectives and say that if they'll put in writing, if she'll say where the other, because they only found part of the other body.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I think they found, like, maybe the head or torso, like, but they didn't find the whole body together. So she starts, like, negotiating and trying to say, if you'll write down and sign a paper saying that you're not going to dig up my property, I'll tell you where the other part is. And they're like, well, no.
Yeah,
we're not going to do that. And she's like, just get one of those real fancy sonar things and just look at my property and you can find it. That way you don't have to tear it up. And they're like, we're going to tear your property up. Like, we're going to dig. And they're like, unless you tell us where all the bodies are.
Yeah.
And he's like, I cannot imagine that you've only got, there's only two bodies out there. You know, so she kind of sticks to her story. She does finally admit that the other, this guy's name was Steve Delacino. He was also a handyman who worked on her property in the summer of 2012, about a year before Robert arrived. And now her explanation for why his body was buried on the property was because while he was working for her, she noticed that two of her guns were missing.
Oh.
So she starts kind of poking around and digging around his things and finds them. And then she confronts him about it, and they kind of start, like, getting into a little bit of, like, a wrestling match, like, fighting. And at some point during this fight, she says that one of the guns went off, and shot him in the back of the head.
Oh, yeah.
And then she said that he was suffering now because it didn't kill him. So once he was, like, suffering and everything, she grabbed another rifle and then shot him to put him out of his misery.
She should be thanked.
Now, the two people she's killed, now that's just mercy. She's doing this for them.
Yeah. She doesn't enjoy it.
So now as she's showing the officers how this fight went, they're facing each other.
Uh-huh.
But she says
he was shot in the back of the head.
Somehow, the gun was able to get him in the back of the
head.
It's
the same gun that killed JFK.
Yeah.
She's a history buff.
Down and to the left.
Down to the left. They went, turned, made a 180, and then came back and got him in the back of the head. Magic bullet.
Right.
I love magic.
Yeah, I love it.
Listen, I have a dark sense of humor, and I love
Alakazam,
magic.
Alakazam, Alakazoo.
These are two things you got to know about me. Oh, dark sense of humor, and I love magic.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
Dark magic? No, sir.
No, sir. Not the devil.
I don't let them. I don't let those two, you know, like the graph with the three circles or the two circles and like the one thing where they overlap.
Yeah.
That's not
Zen diagram.
Yeah, it's not a Zen diagram. It's a pie diagram.
Venn pie.
45% Venn dark evil. Humor, 55% the other thing I
Jeff
said.
Jeff Bacon.
Magic. Jeff Bacon.
Yeah, you.
Hey, what if Sean Penn was in Mystic River? What would that sound like?
Is that my daughter? Is that my daughter in there?
That's it.
Pretty much that.
That's it.
Just said a lot like that.
I like it.
And then if you took Sean Penn's character from Mystic River and you had him face to face with Mel Gibson.
Oh, no.
From Ransom?
Yeah, Ransom.
It would go a little
slower. Give me back my son!
Is that my daughter?
Give me back my son!
Is that my daughter in there?
Give me back my son!
My daughter first. Is that her? Yeah, go like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be good.
So.
That's for us.
So she pretty much admits to there being two bodies on her property.
Yeah.
Then.
Is that my daughter?
She tells. We're going to have to watch that clip after
so
this.
So good.
She tells the detective after, like, the interview and stuff. Yeah. Like, they've already, she's admitted the two people or whatever, and she's not really talking anymore. So, like, they're kind of finishing things up, and she says that if she told him about the 17 other bodies on her property, she'd spend the rest of her life in jail.
Don't ask me about those other 17, because I ain't talking. Like, nice try, copper.
Yes, you definitely would. You're going to anyways.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, oh, so during the lie detector test,
the polygraph.
Polygraph. So it takes forever to get her hooked up for it. And when, okay, so when she first comes in, like early on in the interview, she says, and I missed this the first time. I actually have watched this twice now, because it's just so goddamn compelling. In the first little bit of the interview, she says something about how they, like, she's talking about her hair loss again, and how she is like it put her into a depression and all this stuff, and that she hasn't even taken a bath in months.
Yeah.
And then she says something about, and now you all got me out here.
I took a bath last week. Very relaxing.
Well, she says, now you all got me out here traipsing around with shit in my pants.
Oh.
And the officers ignore that and keep moving on. So then later, during the lie detector part, they're trying to hook her up and everything, and the detective asks her to stand up so he can kind of move some stuff around. And as she stands up, he stops and looks at her chair, and he goes, what is that? And she goes, oh, well, I shit myself, and I just had to sit here because they wouldn't let me go anywhere. And he's like, that's feces? And she's like, yeah. And he just grabs, like, random, like, it looks like papers, maybe?
Yeah.
And he just, like, throws them on the chair, and then he's like, I'll have somebody wipe that down later. And then just has her sit back down.
Oh, yeah.
So she's just sitting there in her shitty pants.
Ugh.
And it's apparently gotten on the chair. Amazing moment. Amazing moment.
She's really getting in this whole pig thing. She really does.
Yeah. She's full of pig shit.
Yeah.
So they hook her up finally, and multiple attempts are made at doing this.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I guess you have to remain pretty still.
They have to get a baseline.
They have to get a baseline and everything, and then you're supposed to just say yes or no.
Yeah.
And she would, like, let the questions go on for, like, a little bit and then just suddenly start having, like, coughing fits or do something to move or answer non-yes or no.
I think if you hold a penny in your mouth.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Or put a rock in your shoe.
Yeah, or something. I don't know.
And so they have to start all over again.
It's like lie detector tests are like quicksand. Like, I just expected that I would have both of those.
A lot
more in my life.
So, finally, like, after one of her coughing fits, the guy's like, we're going to have to do this over again. Again. He's like, it's like the fifth attempt. And he's like, go ahead and get it all out of your system. I need you to sit still.
Yeah.
So she kind of hacks a little bit. And then she's like, all right, I'm good now. I'm good. So they get through, like, six questions. And then she starts again. And he just goes, okay, we're done. We're not, this isn't working.
Yeah.
So he just gives up. He's like, fuck this. I'm not doing it anymore.
You're obviously guilty.
So, yeah. They arrest her. They charge her with, you know, murders or whatever. So it comes out during the trial that, like, forensic reports and stuff shows that the bodies were hacked to pieces afterwards with an axe. So her whole
mercy killing
isn't holding up here.
Yeah.
So originally she claimed to have shot that Stephen Delacino in self-defense. Later she would claim that he shot himself in the back of the head.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty common.
Yeah, sure.
Now, there have been a lot of cases I've read where a person is found with a gunshot to the back of the head, and the cops have ruled it a suicide, which seems difficult to me to do that. But
especially if it's a rifle or shotgun.
And, like, the trajectory, because you couldn't really, I mean, yeah, you could, I guess, but it's just not the way you do it. So anyways, he repeatedly shot himself in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, more than once. The prosecutors point out that Robert Haney's remains were found scattered across the property in plastic bags, and that Delacino had suffered 3 to 4 gunshots to the head. So
he really wanted to make sure.
Really wanted to make sure. Susan Monica would appear in court with just different wigs every day. They were.
Man, I saw a wig at that thrift shop, $50. But if it would have been $10-$15, I would have bought it as a joke.
You need a good
quotation
wig.
But then I would just wear it.
So she kept up that she was innocent, you know, whatever. But a cellmate testified later that she signed a birthday card, quote, from the sweetest murderer in Jackson County.
She's trying to make friends, okay?
Well, again, she claims
that's a dark sense of humor.
It's just her dark sense of humor.
It's gotta get me in trouble one of these
Look,
days.
I only fed him to the pigs because I have a dark sense of humor.
It was funny. I laughed the whole time.
At one point, Susan Monica personally cross-examined the detective assigned to her case.
Oh, okay.
Even though she had a defense team,
yeah.
She decided to. And loudly proclaimed to the jury that she would like to, quote, demonstrate how I shot Delacino for 10 seconds before putting her hands in the air and doing just that. So she's back to, well, I shot him.
Yeah.
In the end, she was found guilty of the murders of Robert Haney and Stephen Delacino, sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after a minimum of 50 years. The judge says, I don't know how else I can put it. You valued pigs more than you valued people. It may sound harsh, but you are a cold-blooded killer. So.
And she laughed, and she said, I'm sorry, Judge, I have a dark sense of humor.
You get it.
You get it, though.
You get it. You know what
I'm saying. Get it out of my son!
Is that my daughter? yeah, so.
So is that like a Dateline or a 2020? Because I would like to watch it.
I'm sure it's all on one of those, yeah.
I like the name, too. Susan Monica.
Susan Monica. Now, she. So being a. Because she never, like, transitioned into a woman. She just lived as a woman.
Yeah.
So there is, like, there's some people out there, like, she's made complaints, too, like, she shouldn't be in a women's prison.
That's what I was going to ask, but that'd be a dickhead question. Like,
yeah, so.
Are they in a women's prison?
I don't know if she's complained about it or if other, like, inmates, like, female inmates, but there has been, like, a discussion about because, yeah, she is.
I mean, at least she's got the biggest dick in prison. That's got to be worth something.
I don't know. $10 or so, probably.
I'll never know. I've never had the biggest dick in any room.
Right, so. on a female person, I got shot.
Ah, it's a chance. So, you're telling me that? I'm sorry, that's my dark sense of humor joke.
That's
about
just my
penises.
Dark. We got a dark sense of humor.
I've got dark sense of humor.
If you, I mean, again, you know somebody at a pig farm, be cautious.
Oh, yeah.
Be cautious.
Don't go working for them.
So in the video that you can watch of the interrogation, they also bring in this older guy that's like a friend of hers. And he's kind of odd himself. Like, I almost feel like he definitely knew about all this and like probably helped in some way. But then they also bring in this younger guy that had worked there and lived there around the same time Robert did. And he starts the fucking thing off. He's got the two detectives in there, you know. And I guess this is a pretty good sign of, like, you're not in there. Like, you're not even being looked at. Because, like, the way he, like, his sense of humor, he starts it off by saying, like, so which one of you is a good cop? Which one of you is a bad cop? And they're like, we're both good. Neither of us are bad cop. And they're like, you're not here for
any reason. Man, it smells like someone shit their pants in here. Am I right?
They're like, you're not here for any reason why we need to be a bad cop. Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's true, whatever. And he goes, well, I don't know, man. That guy kind of looks like an asshole. And he's like, oh, I can be. Like, he's just joking with him. Yeah. But then he's talking about, he's like, man, she is fucking crazy. Like, he's like, I'll tell you right now, that lady is fucking nuts. He's like, you know, she's pretty big. I don't know if he knew she was a man or whatever. Because she is a pretty large human. Yeah. So he's saying, he's like, she's fucking big, man. She's, like, bigger than you, like, whatever. So I guess one time she grabbed him and, like, held him up against, like was, like, whatever. He's like, she's fucking nuts, dude. And he's like, I got the fuck out of there, like, as soon as I could or whatever. And they asked,
I don't want any food for the pigs.
And he's like, Robert was a cool guy, man. He's like, he would just, like, do his work, and then he would chill and have a couple beers and, you know, and they asked him if he ever went near the pig pen. And he was like, no, man. He's like, he just, like, worked on stuff. He's like, he was a good dude. So, like, but he's like, but she's fucking crazy. And then the older guy that's the friends with her, he's in there going, like, she's the sweetest, most down-to-earth lady. Robert was a bit of an asshole. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I think you helped, like, cut the bodies up and hide them a little bit.
A little bit.
Because then, like, when they say what she's being accused of, he's like, what?
Huh? Oh,
I just can't believe she would be a killer. Like, so
I can't believe that she would cut the arm into three pieces like
such
that.
Fake astonishment on his part. Yeah, it is. If you want to check it out, let me find the exact
Susan Monica
thing here for you. You can go. I think it's called like EWU Syndicate. Oh, that's good, Joel. Eat some crunchy stuff on.
I wasn't gonna eat it. I didn't put it in my mouth to have it sit there. It's soaking.
It's called Explore with Us.
That is good.
And the title of it is Detectives Realizes Killer is Hiding the Unthinkable.
Ooh.
It's 2 hours and 50 minutes long, but it is worth a watch.
Okay.
It's this channel that breaks down interrogation videos, and they're like, this
EWU.
This movement is called something movement. Like, they try.
I like interrogation videos.
It's all
like
psychological.
Yeah,
like, but there's a lot of stuff where I'm just like, or they could just be fucking nervous. Like,
yeah.
Or they could just be like, that's them. But
they
whatever.
Got a dark sense of humor.
They got a dark sense of humor. But
what
it's
are you
good.
Gonna do?
Joel's munching on some freeze-dried Skittles.
What are you call me out for?
Man,
you don't have to know about that.
They are good.
I know. They made the whole episode. I thought we were wrapping up, so I thought I could just put one in my mouth just to get the juices flowing.
I kept seeing all the freeze-dried candy stuff on TikTok and kept thinking, like, what the fuck? Like, this is. And then I finally found some Skittles out of the thrift store we were at.
I want to crunch it so bad.
God, they're good, man. If you haven't tried freeze-dried Skittles yet.
What did it tell you?
Now, my suggestion is get yourself some freeze-dried Skittles and get yourself a small bag of regular Skittles.
Mm.
Pour them in together. Mix them up really good. You get a little bit of the you get some of the crunchy ones, and then you get a good chewy one. Oh. you have yourself a Skittling good time.
In the headline, in like the description of this episode, you should be like, skip ahead to 47:46 to get a really good Skittle
really
recipe.
Good Skittles. Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's pretty much our episode.
That's a good start.
You
to
really want to chew on that?
That's a good start to 2024.
You're filling your mouth up like a squirrel with nuts.
I want to put so many in my mouth.
As soon as we're done, you're gonna run outside, climb up a tree. And store those for the, for the winter coming
Hell
up.
Hell yeah. Let's get in this. Let me go.
I'm gonna drag this on. Because
no.
You want to crunch those so bad. They got to taste good, though. Just
they
do. Yeah,
they do.
Your mouth has got to be, like, full of flavor.
Oh, yeah.
You got the rainbow. Just
take a lick, baby.
Jizzing in mouth. Oh. All right. Let's get out of here with our dark sense of humor.
Let's end it on rainbow jizz.
I do got to ask one question, though.
Okay.
Joke. Is that my daughter?
You mean that my son? blood.
Is my daughter in there?
Mystic River, watch it.
Right. Hey, if you're going to get a credit card, just so you know, 3% is going to go to the bank. 5%
It's not just free money like I thought.
It's not free. If
you got paid for that shit, I thought.
No, your $50 bill, that's a $50 bill. Yeah. It's $50.
Uh-huh.
So just keep that in mind, people.
That's a good little rap.
That's our rap.
All right.
We're gonna
let's
wrap
it up.
Let's wrap it up with a rap.
All right. Rappity rap, rap, rap.
Bye.